I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. I got you something.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's wrapped.
Yeah, open it. Open
okay, great.
It. I hope you like it.
Okay, this is
I'm super
real
excited.
Sweet. It's gonna be real sweet.
I'm super excited to give it to you.
Uh-oh.
It's happening.
Uh-oh. Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys. It's a onesie. It has OMFG on it. Because I'm gonna have a little baby who's gonna wear a little onesie that says OMFG on it. That is so sweet.
Isn't
Thank
it
you.
So cute?
It's so special and it's pink.
I know. It's a little pink OMFG onesie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love it. I was so excited when I got it. I was like, it's too cute. I mean, I know your mom can't see it because your mom already doesn't like the name of our show that we have like an OMF, you know, the F in there. So she cannot see her.
It's actually the G more so than the F.
Oh, really?
It's sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't know that's
like
where she was getting stuck.
The Lord's name in vain.
Oh, yeah. Look at I had it all wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's not thrilled about the F.
Right.
But for her, it's more taking, you know.
The Lord's name in vain.
Yeah.
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 Well, I don't want her to see baby in the onesie.
Look, she's going to have to deal.
Okay. Believe me, I was worried about it. I was like, Mrs. Foster, don't hate me.
Sherry can just chill on some ice.
Okay, good.
Oh, thank you.
We have more cuteness happening today.
Speaking of children,
adorable.
Of babies.
Little Bambinos.
I should see if he could fit into this
oh,
onesie.
Oh, God. Dear Lord. Okay, Emily, I saw Albert Tsai.
Okay.
I saw him on the show Trophy Wife. I've only ever watched, like, the first couple episodes of it. I don't know that it had a long life. I'm not actually sure. For me, it did. You know, I only watched. But I enjoyed it. But, you know, for whatever reason, I only got my eyes on a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
This Albert Tsai.
Stole your heart?
Absolutely.
Oh, and he's a child.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
That it's ridiculous.
I love it.
His delivery is amazing. He's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Then he creeps up on Fresh Off the Boat, playing
amazing.
A hilarious character.
Okay.
Loved him. And what's he doing now? Starring on the Dr. Ken show on ABC.
I mean, this guy is killing it.
This little muffin is really making it happen.
All right. Well, I think I want to know more about him. I'm intrigued. I want to see what makes the magic happen.
Okay, so here's a little clip from Fresh Off the Boat with his character, Philip Goldstein. Okay.
Where's your family from? Jerusalem. I was adopted by Jewish parents. My last name is Goldstein. Oh, that's cool. We both eat Chinese food on Christmas, and our parents are super pushy. Okay. What kind of stuff are you into? You like the Beastie Boys? I prefer musicals. Shaq? Tolstoy. Blink. Investments. Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Can't watch TV on Fridays because of Shabbat. Hanging with God.
Huh. What a little whippersnapper.
He is so funny. Hanging with God. Love him.
All right, let's bring him in here.
Oh, yeah. And maybe he can teach us some stuff.
It's highly likely.
OMFG! He's here with us, Emily.
Right here in the flesh.
Albert Tsai.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Tell us how old you are.
I am 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do people, because it's what I want to do right now, I know it's inappropriate, come up to you on the streets and grab your cheeks and squeeze them?
They'll ask for photos with me.
They don't squish you?
No.
Photos.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like selfies. And sometimes, it's been a while since someone asked for an autograph. Most of them just want me to take a picture with them.
Yeah, yeah, I guess autographs are probably
going away. Dodo.
I mean, most autographs I sign are, like, I sign my, like, own photo or headshot and then give them out, but...
Yeah, everybody wants the photo.
And they're putting it on the Snapchat or the Instagram, or we don't know.
Or, I don't know, some people tweet it, Instagram, yeah. Facebook.
Are you over Snapchat. That yet, or you enjoy it still, people taking pictures with you?
It's cool, yeah. I love my fans, yeah.
Oh.
And are you on all of those sites?
I am on Facebook as Official Albert Tsai and Twitter and Instagram as Albert Tsai, but I don't have a Snapchat yet.
No Snapchat.
Why not?
Okay. I don't know. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
You're busy.
Yeah.
You're making hit shows.
I started my Facebook and Twitter like 3 years ago, and then my Instagram like last year.
Wow.
What are you throwing up on there on the Instagram? Set life, hashtag set life, hashtag movie star, hashtag TV, kids like number one TV funny guy ever.
Well, I post some pictures of me on like on set, and then some me going to like premieres and stuff, but also just me doing my thing on the weekends and stuff. Yeah.
What do you do on the weekends?
I go horseback riding sometimes. I love to read, just exploring, yeah.
Are people worried that you're going to insult them to their face based on your characters that you play and how good you are at sort of delivering those lines where you can really get someone good?
Like, who do you mean? Like, I'd insult?
Well, I feel like you're able to take people down, like in Fresh Off the Boat, let's say.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you were a food critic.
Okay.
Fantastic food critic. And you were able to take down the dad's whole restaurant with your ways, with your, you know, with the way you kind of felt about the restaurant, and you could just cut him to the quick. So I'm wondering if people are ever like, uh-oh, Albert's going to get me. He's going to take me down.
No, I'm actually pretty friendly in real life.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, but, yeah, Philip's some character.
Oh, I love Philip.
Yeah.
Philip Goldstein, was it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Have you ever seen that Fresh Off the Boat, Em?
I have.
Oh, my God.
I've seen some episodes.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar, I'm sorry, with Philip Goldstein, the character.
Philip Goldstein was adopted by Jewish parents. Mm-hmm. And he was like the mom is so great on Fresh Off the Boat. She's like one of my favorite actresses ever.
Yeah, Constance.
Ever.
She's great.
Constance. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Constance Wu, yeah.
And for her, she looked at this Goldstein and thought, this is the ultimate kid.
Right.
He's with the cello or the violin.
Cello.
Yeah. And he, you know, practices 5 hours a day. You know, you were just the perfect kid.
Which I actually had to, they brought in like a cello tutor.
Oh,
and
wow.
I actually had to learn like how to make it look like I'm actually playing, and then the sound, I had a music double. You know how some people have stunt doubles? No, that time I had to have a music double.
Did you learn anything about the cello while you were...
Yeah, I actually did. They just taught me some basic stuff and how to make it look good, basically.
Right.
Yeah, with the sound being provided.
Sad, right? I mean, it's like learning how to pronounce a language without learning the words.
Ooh,
you know?
I like that analogy. So before we started, Albert's dad is here, and we were talking about how long Albert's been auditioning. This is insane, Emily. He just started like 2 or 3 years ago.
I can believe it. I mean, but he's skyrocketed.
I mean, what the heck?
I don't know.
A
true talent.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I feel like you're doing it in a large way. I saw that you had won Critics' Choice Award for Best Supporting Actor for Trophy Wife, correct?
Yeah, I got nominated. Yeah.
You got nominated.
Yeah.
Won Best Supporting Actor for the 2016 Young Entertainer Awards.
Yep.
Accurate?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
It was great. I was so glad to be nominated and representing Dr. Ken at the Young Entertainers Awards. And I was actually the youngest nominee at the Critics' Choice Awards. And that I was just so happy and honored that I had got nominated.
That's crazy.
That's really cool.
Thanks, yeah.
You're making these two or three years really sparkle. And also named one of Entertainment Weekly's 12 Best Child Actors of 2015. I mean, it's all happening, you know, Albert. It's only up from here.
Thanks.
So any apps, what are you doing? Because we always like to learn, because we need to know from the youthies what's going on. What are you up to? Do you have a cell phone? Are you with the cell phone?
I have a cell phone. And, okay. Recently on Instagram, I've started doing Instagram stories. And
ooh, yeah. How's that going?
Yeah.
It's basically Instagram's answer to Snapchat.
Right.
Yeah.
Walk us through it a little bit.
Okay. So, photos and images and wait, did I just say photos and images? What I meant was photos and videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so the videos are just like Snapchat. You have to keep pressing it, and then like it's only got like 10 seconds worth of like video. And right. Then after you're done, you get a choice to like discard or post it. And also you can draw on it and
you
like
can.
Yeah, and like add emoji stickers and type and stuff. But I don't think there's as many filters.
There's not.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, there's no, like, puking rainbows or, like, right. Rabbit faces.
Like, swinging dog ears.
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. Not as many as that.
But they do have some?
I mean, I think it's mainly just stickers and, like, drawing and, like, coloring it and filters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Filters, like, coloring the photo and stuff.
Right, making it look a little different.
I mean, that's a snooze filter, if you ask me.
You want puking rainbows and flappy dog ears.
Yeah, so. But
so what kind of things are you putting on stories?
I just recently took over Just Your Junior's Instagram stories.
What was that?
Just Your Junior's.
What is that?
It's a teen magazine, or, like, for kids.
Jared Jr.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just Jared, and that's sort of like a hip.
Mm-hmm. It started as a website, like a Perez.
It's a website, yeah.
Yeah.
Like kind of gives you the hot juice of the day kind of thing.
Gossip.
Gossy gasp.
So you took over their junior edition.
Yeah, and their Instagram.
Okay.
And so...
So you're having to post
their Instagram stories, yeah. So I for a day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did you put on there?
I just brought that was a Dr. Ken day. I basically posted photos and videos of my day on Dr. Ken. Yeah,
that's super fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's really cool. Did you get any good video of like craft service?
Yes, I actually did.
Okay,
I showed them.
It's very important.
Yeah, the ice cream freezer and craft services.
Ooh. That's really important.
I showed them when we went to live tweet.
Mm-hmm.
We always live tweet the episode every week.
Oh, that's cool.
Does everybody have to do it on the show? How does
it
work?
No one has to, but everyone kind of just shows up and is like, we have snacks, and then we watch the show, and we just talk to the fans. Yeah.
So wait, you guys all do it in one space?
Well,
or you do it from home?
As many people. Okay, so East Coast... For us on the West Coast is 5:30 because our show airs at 8:30. So
it kind of happens right after you wrap. Maybe?
I mean, on Fridays we wrap pretty early, actually.
Oh, okay.
But maybe around 2, normally. But 5:30, yeah. So we'll do that in the Sony lot where we film, and there'll just be a room. We'll play Dr. Ken, and then we'll just all tweet and sit in the row, and then like do photos and. Before that, actually, we like to do Facebook Live from Ken's Facebook page.
Fun.
Yeah. And then that's another, like, social media thing.
Does anyone, like, bust out dance moves, give the people a little something?
Sometimes we do. I think we have danced before on it.
Yeah.
We just make up stuff. We'll dance. We'll tell jokes. We'll answer questions, give shout-outs.
Yeah,
it's
like
fun.
A shout-out. Feel free to shout out OMFG whenever
feel
the need. On any platform, live tweet. Yeah. Instagram stories. Emily, are you looking at Instagram stories? I look at Instagram every day. Love it. I'm not hitting those stories yet, though.
No. Here's the problem.
Okay.
And it's my same problem with Snapchat is that usually when I'm wanting to peruse something like that, it's like you're in an in-between moment, right? Like I'm walking to the bathroom or I'm in bed trying to fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
And my lovely husband is usually there next to me sleeping, And I can't just play a video.
Right. You're not going to march over, get earbuds. I mean, come on.
It's an earbud situation. I can't sit in my office at work and watch videos out loud.
I mean, there are some that's just like all photos. It depends on the person posting. Right. Yeah.
But you never know when you tap that button what you're going to get.
But it's basically, yeah. So do you post? No. Do any of you post the stories or Snapchat?
Just pictures.
Or?
I don't do the stories.
I mean, it's also kind of hard because it's 10 seconds. Like, what? Like, especially if I was going to give an intro for people who are just, like, starting to tune in, I would have to be like, I'm Albert. Hi. What's up? And just, like, and actually get to the body of it.
Right.
But
it's a lot to get in a little amount of time.
10 seconds, yeah.
10 measly old seconds.
And then I constantly have to, like, delete them and then redo it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
You have to edit. I mean, in this world, you have to give a nice edit. You know how many pictures I'll go through before one gets posted, Albert? Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Put it into burst mode and then you'll just get like 19 in 1 second.
That's true.
Whoa,
I love a burst mode. I do love a burst mode. And then most of the time I do it by accident. But when I do it on purpose, Albert, don't you dare laugh. Don't you dare laugh at me.
Oh, we've all been there.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Thank you for backing us up. It is nice, though. Like, I think it's a good creative challenge that social media has brought to us through, you know, Twitter being 140 characters. You have to get really concise in what you want to say, especially if you want to say a lot. You have to get creative.
Yeah, you either
10 seconds.
You either be concise or you write a bunch of stuff like T-O being twos and then F-O-Rs being fours.
Yeah, is there a name for that? What is that called?
Just like abbreviations, I think.
Okay, fine. That sounds good.
I just usually go with that.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, that'll work.
I have a dumb question. Is when you take a video for the stories, does that integrate into your feed? No. That doesn't integrate into your picture feed. Or does
actually,
it?
Well, actually, two things. In the feed, you can post videos too.
Right, but 30, that's different.
Yeah, that's different. 30 seconds or shorter. And then in the stories, it'll just play along after the pictures or before the pictures or whatever order you post them in. And then that's available for 24 hours. But if you like that story and you just want it on your feed, you can take the stuff and save it to your feed or save it to your phone.
Well, now that's a nice feature.
Yeah.
The Snapchat has that too.
It does, but it took it a while to get
it
there.
It did take it a while.
Yeah.
Like only a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My nephew is 2.5, and he is obsessed with the Snapchat filters.
Oh.
I mean,
you
goes
know what? They're
crazy
actually pretty
them.
Cool.
They really are.
Cool. But, like, I don't know. I just never got around to doing Snapchat. Because in Snapchat story, I just don't know. If I, like, constantly do a story each day, I feel like I'm going to end up just talking to a phone and then I don't know what I'm doing. And then it's just like.
See, I respect that.
So
I feel
much.
The same way.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like I can only do that when there's actually something interesting.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to live your life and occasionally tell a little and share a little something, but you're not going to live in a story over here, stories over there, posts, live tweets. I mean,
that's why I like it just doing it on Instagram rather than getting a whole other app and account and...
Right.
Yeah.
Because you basically can.
You've already got a following on Instagram. Why shake it up? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel. My Snapchat sits pretty idle.
It does it?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've opened it in 3 weeks.
Do you post regularly to Instagram?
We do.
Yeah.
We're on there. Are you learning? So how did you guys get into acting? How did you get into acting? How did you convince your parents to leave wherever they were living and schlep you across town to audition all the time? How did you convince them this was a good idea?
Well, first I did a school play. And back home in San Jose, that's where I'm from, in Northern California. And I just fell in love with acting. So then I started attending acting schools. And then I went to this competition thing called IPOP.
What's that?
It's this, like, it's like an acting, like, convention /competition.
Yes, yes,
and that's where I won Child Actor of the Year. And that's
Whoa.
Where my
Watch out.
Agent and manager discovered me.
That's where they go. They're going to go to IPOP and be like, let's get the best.
So it's the Barbizon for acting.
Yeah.
So the Barbizon? Okay.
That's for models.
Oh, okay.
It's your next stop when you get on the modeling train.
But
it's coming for you.
Yeah, and then I just started auditioning, and we, yeah.
So once your parents saw that you secured that Child Actor of the Year award, they were like, okay, let's get serious here.
Yeah, we just started auditioning, and my parents are so supportive. They still have their full-time jobs in San Jose as well.
Oh, my gosh. How do they do it?
Do you know?
Dad's a hero.
Nice job,
yeah.
Dad.
My parents are, yeah.
Yeah.
My parents are definitely my heroes, yeah. Aww, my mom and my dad, yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
No. Nope, just me.
Okay.
Only child.
I was going to say, and they're not your heroes, so that's good.
Yeah.
You only have two. So is it weird that you're on TV? Did you, like, grow up watching a lot of TV?
I used to watch some Disney Channel when I was little, and, you know, I used to watch cartoons, and, you know, I loved Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Aww. So I've always been a Disney fan.
That's great.
Yeah.
We used to watch the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
MICKEYMOUSE.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
That was nice.
Memories.
Do any of your friends watch TV?
Yeah. I mean, we all watch TV. Like,
I still got a job.
And then they sometimes, like, my friends see me on TV and they think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
Do you learn? So were you doing comedy when you went to the IPOP festival? Were you doing something funny or serious that landed you the Best Actor of the Year?
I think it was both. Like, yeah, both. I think it was both. Yeah.
Like some Shakespeare's The Tempest. Something like that.
I mean, maybe a little downscale from that.
Not quite that serious.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And you're so funny. Are you learning anything from Mr. Ken?
Oh, yeah. He's great, yeah. He teaches me, like, not only, like, the comedy, but, like, since he's a writer on our show and executive producer, he also teaches me some of the behind-the-scenes stuff as well. Yeah.
Like, what is he telling you?
Just, like, watching him on
in
set.
Action.
And with the rest of the producers and writers, and the directors are also great.
That's an amazing education.
And the whole cast is just like a big family. Yeah.
That's so nice.
And the crew, yeah. We just play with each other. We play jokes on each other sometimes, yeah.
Uh-oh, what happens?
Nothing really. Just like we'll tell jokes, yeah.
Just tell jokes, so no fun. Pranks?
Not really, no.
No.
I mean, the set is kind of like... I mean, there's equipment going around. There's golf carts outside
Safety
of the
first.
Stage. I think it's a dangerous enough place.
For nonsense.
But it's really cool, yeah.
Have you ever taken a golf cart and driven it around?
I have not driven it, but
okay,
I have ridden
you.
In it.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would not be safe.
Yeah.
You're too young to watch The Hangover, right? You can't see Dr.
No.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's...
I actually have seen Community.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where he
The Hangover
on.
Is
yeah.
later. Did a great, yeah. He was really something else on that movie.
Wasn't he naked or something?
Right, that's the that's one of the things.
Definitely.
It was definitely a treat.
A showstopper.
Know, a showstopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A set piece, a memorable moment. question for you.
Yes.
Maybe we'll take a little break.
Okay.
We have a couple of our friends sent us just recently a couple terms that they heard on the street that they think is hip and cool.
Okay.
And we want to check in with you and see if we're right or if we're wrong and what's happening.
And if you say, yes, that's cool, then it is cool.
Okay. Okay.
Great. We'll be right back.
OMFG! We're back with Albert.
Okay, so this was a text that came through. This is from Jennifer Lee Jackson.
Okay.
My new favorite slang is receipts. I've yet to use it, but I love hearing it. And I wrote, what does it mean? She wrote, proof, as in prove it. Show me the receipts. but you just use receipts. Or if someone gets caught in a lie, you say receipts. Like, the truth proof came out.
Okay, I've never heard that.
You haven't heard that on the street yet?
No, I haven't. Like,
I wouldn't say yet. I mean, this could be some bunk info.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
I'm scared to use it.
Receipts is longer. Like the whole word is two syllables when compared to prove it is also two syllables. So isn't slang usually like supposed to be like shortened, like,
well, make an accent,
I mean, sometimes. Or maybe it's just for coolness.
Yeah. I think it's a combo. It could be either or.
Yeah.
But I like your skepticism and your analysis was excellent.
But I haven't heard it before.
Nor have I, Emily.
I mean, look, I'd like to see some receipts on that.
Receipts on that receipt?
Yeah.
Receipts on that receipt.
Pretty sure I didn't use that in any correct way. But we'll try it. We'll always try it.
Nobody knows.
We'll keep our ears out, but I think you're right.
Okay, here's another one.
Almost messed up the screen grab, too. No judgment. Okay, but I can read through it. True hand to God. Was tipped off to, this is from Jason McAuliffe, was tipped off to a new phrase, you may know it already, boot up, means after a breakup when you find someone new.
Ooh, I like that one. Have you heard it?
I mean, I'm sure you're not, your age group, you're not getting boot up.
No.
Great. No. You wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's self-explanatory from there.
Yeah. But could you see using it, like if you were like,
I guess, break up, boot up, kind of. Like, I mean, it sounds like kind of, like, catchy.
Recouple with someone, right? Yeah.
It's like, are you still sad because of your breakup with Jake?
Nope, I'm all boot up.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay, so.
See, now, and his example was great because I feel it. I got it.
Yeah.
Receipts.
That's cool.
Receipts wasn't
receipts
as much of a sell.
Doesn't sound.
I'm like out to sea on receipts.
Receipts, I don't, definitely don't want to take it out onto the street without confirmation.
It's not as, I don't know. I don't feel like it's as catchy, but.
Receipts.
Yeah,
it's a tougher sell.
You might use boot up, though, is what I'm gathering. Yeah.
In the future.
But yeah.
When,
but
it's, like, when you can watch. Yeah. The Hangover. Then you can talk about being booed up. Yeah.
But, like, receipts just sounds like you just want, you're, like, categorizing your tax information or something like that.
That is exactly how I use my receipts.
Yes, it's just basic information. It's not fun. It's not, like, a cute, catchy thing. Do you do your own?
What?
You don't?
No.
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 Okay.
He would never. He would never. It all goes into a nice Coogan account.
Yeah, there's a Coogan account.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Oh, my God. Have you guys just taught me Coogan account? I never heard of that before. That's for youthy actors?
That's correct. All your money goes into an account that you don't have access to.
And it's basically a safe in the middle of nowhere that's, like, foolproof.
That's right.
Like, no one can.
Oh, I love this. I wish I had a Coogan account.
You know, if Albert decided to go crazy.
Okay.
And wanted to, you know, go to Dylan's candy store and buy everything in the store.
Right.
He's probably not going to have access to those funds.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you get 18? Your Coogan account?
Right. Yeah, 18.
Oh, your Coogan account is going to be hot.
And then you can only use it for, like, school, I think. Yeah. Just college. Yeah.
What generation are you a part of? Do you know your title? Are you, like, there's Generation X, there's the Baby Boomers, there's the Millennials.
What happened after Millennials?
Generation
That's what you,
Z.
You are what happened.
You're it. You're living it. You're the living, breathing proof. I believe you're Generation Z.
Okay, so it's Millennials and then what?
Z.
Z, okay.
Does that
I was
feel
born
right?
in 2004. So.
That's ridiculous. How dare you? 2004, that was 2 minutes ago. What are we at? 2016?
Yeah. 12 years, not 2 minutes.
12 years. Look what you've been doing in your 12 years. You've been doing great. I'm going to ask you and Emily some questions.
Oh, boy.
And we'll see how you do.
Putting me on the hot seat with you here, Albert. How does it feel?
I don't know how it's going to go. It's probably, like, I'm going to ask.
What is it about?
It's going to be, you'll do the real answering, but I want to hear Emily's answer first.
Okay.
But I'll actually be quiz. The calculations will come from you.
Okay.
It's a Generation Z test. Okay?
Okay.
So Gen Z is best described as the most diverse, A, the most diverse generation, B, the largest generation by population, C, the most antisocial generation, or
that doesn't sound right.
D, the less dependent on technology than millennials.
That doesn't sound right either.
Diverse, largest, antisocial, dependent, less dependent on technology.
I'm going to go with C, personally.
C, I'm most antisocial.
I'm going to go with B.
B, the largest generation by population. You guys both got it wrong.
Oh. It's A?
The most diverse generation, but wow. I think that's millennials nice. Are right now the largest generation.
Oh, is it?
I think.
Oh, less kids.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so yeah, I was going to go A, but I didn't know. I thought the population would increase eventually.
I hear you. I like your logic, but, you know, they can't win them all. You won all the awards from 2015 to 2016 for kids. So, like, you're not, you know, like, yeah. You can lose every now and again.
But, yeah, so the most diverse, that sounds about, but, like, what does that mean? Like, there's always been people from all cultures. And there's always been kids from all cultures.
True. Oof.
So, deep intermingling thoughts. Or? I don't
know. Great question and no answer over here. But great, great, great question. Diverse could, it is so open to interpretation.
Diverse in America, maybe, because it's more a melting pot now?
Maybe.
I'm going to buy that answer.
I'm buying it,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their social network of choice is Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, or Pinterest.
I'm going Pinterest.
I'm going Snapchat.
All right. Even though you're not a... Correct!
Snapchat.
You're back on your game, Albert. Yeah. Okay. Which is not a nickname of Generation Z.
Uh-oh.
I'm bad at nicknames.
Centennial. Post-millennials, the I generation, the Z squad, which is not a nickname of Gen Z. Centennials, post-millennials, I generation, and the Z squad. M?
I'm going to go the I generation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with that too because that's the only one that doesn't really make sense.
I probably would have gone with the Z squad because it sounds insane,
yeah,
but
it does.
Hope that's one of the nicknames.
Where are you
guys?
This?
It's the Z Squad, but I'm bummed out because I loved it so much.
I think we start calling you guys the Z Squad.
This has been helpful.
Wait, but I'm wondering, where'd you get this from?
Great question. It's a question it's a quiz from Emily always makes fun of me because she's like, where are these websites you're finding?
She picks the craziest websites you've
she's
never
like,
heard of.
They have no validity.
Wait. So you still haven't said the name.
Motolabs.com.
Have you heard of that?
Motolabs.
No, I didn't think so. Raise of hand.
It actually sounds like some science lab research thing.
Oh, yeah, it sounds official.
I don't think I would give them that much credit, but I appreciate your verve.
Next question.
Uh-oh.
Fill in the blank. Gen Z spends approximately blank hours a week on their smartphones. 5, 10, 15, or 20. Emily, can I have your answer, please?
20.
Albert?
20.
Okay, so you guys overshot it a little bit. Gen Z spends 15.4.
15.
Wait, but that wasn't a choice.
I know, but, right?
Oh, we are going to send you to Moto Lab and have you take down the science behind this.
If 15.4 was one of the choices.
You'd be on it.
Yeah, because it sounds most specific.
That's true. Gosh, Moto Lab. Why can't you do right by Albert? Okay. This is a true or false.
Okay.
Gen Z is less visual than the generation before it. True or false? Is it less visual?
What does that mean?
Another hard-hitting question.
Yep.
Albert Tsai. I think it means that they see things instead of seeing things maybe they see things visually. So, how do you explain? Like
what was the question? Less visual or more visual?
Less visual than the generation, than millennials.
Well, okay, here's a good example, right? Like if you're in class and you learn better maybe writing things down or you learn better seeing pictures, that's more visual.
Yeah, uh-huh, as opposed to podcast and radio.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's more... Yeah, for the ear.
So
ear candy.
Yeah.
Emily?
So maybe your generation will take away nothing from this podcast if they listened, because I think that's true.
You think they are less?
Less.
Visual than
Wait,
before.
Wait, did I make, I didn't, I don't think I made any logical sense, but.
I say false because I still see a lot of people like same age as me watch TV and stuff and learn stuff by visual.
Albert, you're correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Fill in the blank. When it comes to technology, Gen Z uses blank screens on an average. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh my gosh, in my mind, as soon as you said it, I was thinking 2. It wasn't even an option.
And what screens would those be? Computer and phone?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
How many on average? How many screens?
TV.
Great.
That's number phone. One.
Two.
Tablet/laptop? I mean...
Right, I'm thinking 3. I mean, how many more
three.
Are there?
3 is the only reasonable answer. If we're going beyond 3, we have a problem. And let's see if we are...
We're
guys,
going beyond 3.
We have a problem.
We've got a problem.
4?
You're so cute. 5.
5.
Consider Gen Z a group of multitaskers. This generation uses smartphones, tablets, desktop TVs, and desktops. Okay, so they said desktops twice. So I'm going to go ahead and say that. Again, this is not helping Moto Lab's credibility at all. But the answer is 4. And
that's correct.
4.
Should we do 2 more? You guys, is this
sure,
fun?
Sure, yeah. We're
yeah,
in.
This is so fun. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Oh, plurals, preferred method of communication. Why are they saying plurals? Plurals, preferred method of communication is? They're considering Generation Z plurals.
All right.
Okay. The post office.
Z-Squad.
Do you know what the post office is?
Have yes,
you
ever, I do.
Do you know what a letter is?
Yes, I do. I have written one.
You've written a handwritten
do
with
you have a pen
paper?
Pal? Please I tell mean, me you have a pen pal.
No, I don't. But
do you want to be mine?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
But I've okay, maybe not handwritten, but I know how. I usually type letters or stuff like that.
Okay.
But
yeah. Right. You can still bring that to the post.
Yeah.
So it's either Facebook. Through the post office, antiquated, by an actual conversation on the phone or through WhatsApp?
I'm going to go Facebook.
I'm going to go WhatsApp.
Whoa, unexpected, really excited. Correct! Correct!
WhatsApp? Yeah.
That's WhatsApp.
Okay, because I think
adults,
Facebook is more adult, I think.
Yeah.
And then... Post office. I don't think a lot of kids write letters now.
No.
You didn't. You haven't, but you've never put pen to paper. You've only typewritten. You've only
I have.
Used Word Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. I have typewritten. No, what?
Typewritten.
Typewritten? No, that's a typewriter.
Handwritten.
Yeah, I have handwritten before, but like I don't.
How is your handwriting? Do you know cursive? Did they teach you cursive?
No, they don't teach cursive anymore.
You guys heard
R.I.P.
it here first.
There's
major RIP to cursive.
Right? Ooh,
God
wow.
bless you. Lived a really nice life. God bless.
That's a lost art. And you know, just as you know, when we were like,
wow, shocking.
Yeah.
No, but like now they teach a lot of computer stuff. Like third graders know how to use Word, and fourth graders know how to use PowerPoint now.
Wow.
Okay, so there's some.
But do they know calligraphy?
Yeah, do
I
they?
Didn't think so.
Well, I'm sure it's an elective in some places.
That's true.
Okay, guys, that was delightful. Last and final question.
Okay.
The first set of Generation Z, this is going to be a real thinker, enters college in, first set of Generation Z enters college in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, or none of the above. The first set is already enrolled.
Wow.
Well, what if some people skipped a grade? And then what if some people,
took
longer,
Right.
Is that even judgeable?
I think it's still judgeable. A little bit judgeable. I think it's like an overall judgeable. Not, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and say 2020.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Emily Foster, Frida Foster.
I'll go 2018.
Okay, well. Okay. So, incorrect. The early end of Generation Z was born in 95, meaning they've already enrolled in colleges and universities.
Wait, 1995? Okay.
So you're a young Z-squatter.
Z-squad for life.
So they'd be 21 now?
Look, your math is way better.
Yeah,
than
don't
ours.
Ask us to calculate. That's not part of what we're. We didn't sign a contract that said calculate here. The biggest takeaway was what you gave us: that cursive is no longer taught in elementary school,
and that Z Squad is not an actual nickname of until today. Generation
until
Z.
Now.
Until now,
you're gonna take it to
well,
the streets.
Well, actually, if they put it in, then someone must have known about it. Before.
Well, someone made it up.
Somebody
yeah,
made it up.
Yeah.
It's cute as heck. I like yeah, it. I'm ready to really take it
Moto
on the town.
Moto Labs.
Moto Labs for the win.
Yeah. Except saying five devices is desktop, laptop.
Yeah. That was, that was a tough TV. Spot for Moto Labs. I'm willing to give them a pass on it, but it wasn't the best, brightest spot for Moto Labs.
Yeah, like I could come up with some great quizzes if I could just repeat answers. Yeah. No problem. Oh, boy.
Desktop.
There. Five screens.
Yeah.
Desktop.
Is there anything that you can tell us that's coming up for you?
Well,
obviously Dr. Ken.
Yes.
No big deal.
But on Dr. Ken, there's a crossover episode with Shark Tank where my character Dave goes on Shark Tank.
No.
Yes.
What is your invention? Can you say?
Oh, okay. I can actually say now because it's already been disclosed. But it's this really funny thing. It's so comedic. It's called the Hot Legs Duvet.
Hot legs duvet.
So basically, I'm really excited.
I've got hot legs.
Yeah, like when you're just sitting in bed, like reading a book or watching TV or something, and your legs, your body's all nice, but your legs just get too hot.
They get too hot.
Yeah, and you don't need to hang them out of the covers anymore. You just poke your legs through the holes.
Oh, and get some air on those legs.
Yeah.
Cool them down.
This is a great invention.
Yeah. It's, like, amazing.
Were you suffering from hot legs in your personal life?
I don't know. Sometimes I do. But, like, you just poke your legs through, and apparently it regulates your body temperature.
Based on your invention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is this real?
What do you mean, is this real?
I guess I mean, like, is this a real invention or just for the show? Did invent it?
The props department had to make it.
Right.
That's right. Bless the props department.
What sharks were there? I gotta know. Lori Grenier.
Mark Cuban, Robert Herjavec.
Perfect.
Kevin O'Leary / Mr. Wonderful.
Yes,
and
always.
Then Damon John. We had Damon instead of Barbara.
You had everyone.
You had everyone. I like Barbara, too.
Yeah, but, like, Damon and Barbara switch off.
Yeah, I know.
So is this the first – I mean, I have no idea of the answer to this. Is this the first crossover between a sitcom and a reality show?
Love that question.
Okay, I can say this. It's the first crossover between a Shark Tank and a sitcom.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I'm fairly sure Jimmy Kimmel has went on to Shark Tank to present really stupid ideas.
He went with Guillermo.
That's
weird. That's funny.
Yeah. But can anyone buy that? I mean, is that scripted?
What?
Can any one of the sharks buy one of Jimmy Kimmel's weird ideas?
Oh.
Is that scripted?
Well, yeah, someone else probably technically would own whatever idea Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, it's so stupid. No one would any. Yeah, no
would
one
really
would even want it. Yeah.
Who gave you the hardest time, Mr. Wonderful, or?
Well, okay. So Mr. Wonderful was, I think, he might have been one of the hardest on my characters.
Yeah.
But you'll have to stay tuned for the rest of that.
Yeah. Okay. So when does that air?
That airs in November.
Exciting.
I'm not sure which week, but I know it airs in November.
Does November 11th sound about right?
I think, yeah, November 11th.
Okay, great.
Fun, kind of insider thing. I was the quickest one to ever walk down that Shark Tank hallway in the history of the 8 seasons of Shark Tank.
Were you running?
No,
I
wasn't.
You slide in?
No, I didn't. It was just because all the entrepreneurs, they, like, pace and, like, walk and, like, oh, my God, this is going to change my life and stuff like that. It was scripted. I knew what was going to happen. Their lines were scripted. My lines were scripted. So I just walked in there.
It took a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah. And, like, the stage manager who cues, like, the crew who opened the doors, it looks like they're automatic.
He was like, get on it, guys. He's coming quick.
They were, like, small doors. Okay, he's walking fast. Big doors.
You threw the crew into a tizzy. Yeah. I like it.
He's marching.
Keep everybody on their toes.
I love this sense that these entrepreneurs are like walking the plank, yeah. You know,
yes,
like so
it is.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I think we had a blast.
Yeah.
I mean,
great.
I hate to speak for
so
everyone, but. I
Thank
had
you
fun.
So much for having me. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Listen, Z Squad, this was the best time we've had in a long time.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us, Albert. You're so sweet.
Thank you. Yeah.
You said it at the beginning, but just give us where we can find you again.
Oh, I'm on Facebook as Official Albert Tsai, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Albert Tsai.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can catch Dr. Ken on ABC.
Yeah, 8:30, 7:30 Central on Friday nights on ABC.
Beautiful. Bam.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. OMFG.
Loved him.
He brought the heat for all of the Z Squad.
Z Squad for so much life.
So much life. And I'm glad, you know, that he didn't know either receipts or boot up.
That's right.
I do recognize that that doesn't mean that they're not hot items.
Sure.
But I like that he didn't know either.
I do, too. And I feel like boot up I don't need right now. So I'm not going to really try that out. But
– Oh, no, but I feel like everybody needs it. I feel like the second that, you know – Angelina moves on, you're going to be dropping boot up.
Girls, boot up. That is true.
It doesn't have to be about you.
That's right. It's not always about me.
I mean, sometimes.
And that's a lesson.
Yeah. Sometimes it is.
I feel like I have used, like, boot up, but not in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I haven't used it, I've heard it. Like, I'm boot up.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Receipts, I need a real confirmation on that before,
you know. So it's just like proof. Like, oh, Deanna, are you married? And then you could show me your ring and be like, receipts. That's my guess.
I guess.
I don't know. I feel sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and sleep.
Yeah, it's hard. I want to just make sure it's right, you know, before I take it out.
Whew.
This was so much fun. I loved him.
Me too.
He's so smart.
I think we'll bring him back sometime. I hope so.
He seemed to want to come back.
He did. He told us while we were outside, maybe I can come on again.
We were like, of course.
I mean, pen pals, best friends.
Come on, ever be a third co-host.
Maybe he could take over our Instagram account.
Ooh.
Put some stories on there for us.
That would be amazing.
Would you guys watch them? Let us know.
Yeah.
So we can tell his PR people so that they will do it.
loved his dad, too. How sweet was Alan?
Very sweet.
You know, Alan was just, you know, getting his headphone cord together, making sure the mic was close to him, quiet, you know, strong, working a full-time job, schlepping his kid, you know, to and fro.
A miracle.
From San Jose. They live here during when they work. I mean, I love it, you know?
It's crazy. Working remotely is not easy.
No.
A lot of credit to Alan.
Loved Alan's eye.
I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod.
Go ahead and email us. We are at OMFGDeannaEmily@gmail.com.
That's correct. And we received an email the other day. So we just want to say, like, somebody did.
Well, we received a lot, right, Em?
No, just one. Actually, just one. But it was very exciting. So keep them coming.
Right. There's more where that came from. We can feel it.
We
trust you and we believe in you guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Coming this November, Season 3 of The Blacklist Table Reads, with all new year movies starring Paul Scheer.
Just another day in L.A.
Joanne Froggatt.
Are you certain that I am alive?
And Aisha Tyler.
Mine is the story of great loss.
Subscribe to The Blacklist Table Reads today on Earwolf, iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.